Welcome to the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Nierzwicki, international best-selling author of the book Happy, Healthy, Fit, founder and owner of Solace Yoga Studio, Solace Yoga School, and Figure Fit, the worldwide online personal training program. I'm a single mom, Paleo Fit Score female champion for 2014. I am a self and soul love expert, entrepreneur at heart, a visionary and a futurist. I'm also a mentor. I am so grateful that you are here. Each week, I'll bring you a special guest or an inspirational tip that will help you break old patterns, find that inner motivation that will help you take action towards creating the life of your dreams. You didn't come here to play small and watch others live amazing lives. No, you are divine, my godly friend. The universe wants to shower you with an amazing life filled with happiness and soulful connections. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Figure Fit Podcast, where we discuss fitness, paleo nutrition, yoga, meditation, spirituality, and other ways to have a happy, peaceful, and abundant life. And here's your host, Liz Nierzwicki.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. For those of you who have been listening for a long time, you know that I've already interviewed my guest today one time before, and he's back on the show. He's had so many updates in his life and new advancements going on in his world, and so I am bringing him back to share that with you. So without further ado, here is my special guest, Mark Sisson. All right, so Mark, I'm so happy to have you back on the show. Thank you so much for coming back on. How are you
always,
doing today?
Always my pleasure, Liz. Always my pleasure. I'm doing great, doing fantastically.
Good. How's the weather out there today?
Well, you know, I'm in California where we've had a drought for the last 6 years, so we've been getting a fair amount of rain this winter, which ordinarily would be kind of maybe a downer, but it's kind of cool because we have all these reservoirs that are filling up and the snowpack is increasing. So even though it's going to be downpour for the next 4 or 5 days, I love it. I'm all over it.
Oh, that's so good. It was so needed.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, for those of the guests that are new and have not heard of Mark Sisson yet, Mark, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Okay. I'm a former elite endurance athlete who kind of lost his way, started eating the wrong thing, started training too hard, started to go down that rabbit hole of overtraining and inflammatory eating, and kind of caught myself before it was too late, rediscovered health in a whole new light, in a way that I realized I could have what I wanted. I could be strong and lean and fit and happy and healthy and productive without having to sacrifice so much, without having to struggle and suffer, and kind of dedicated the rest of my life to finding ways in which we can all access good health by eating awesome tasting foods and by finding more time in our lives to play and just generally enjoying life. Hence the tagline for my company is Primal Blueprint. The tagline is Live Awesome. So I coach people in how to live awesome. I also create products that are designed to enhance that experience as well. So we have a food company that is doing very well, providing great sauces, dressings, and toppings that you can put on your foods and make them taste great and enhance the healthfulness of it. And we're opening restaurants now under the Primal Kitchen brand. So we're taking franchisees in different parts of the country who want to open a fast casual dining experience, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, based on this Primal Blueprint eating style.
I love everything you just said. There's so much there that I would love to go into today. And I know we're not going to have enough time to go into all of that. But Mark, you know, for the listeners, you guys, he is definitely a leader in this Primal Blueprint, the Primal Movement. And Mark, I'm just so excited for everything that you are doing and, you know, with play and creating products that we now here in Indiana have on our shelves in Whole Foods. It's just really incredible. So I just want to, you know, give you mega props here. Thank you for what you're doing. It's been such a pleasure to watch you, to be, you know, to see and learn from you, because I personally have learned so much, and I'm just so grateful for all that you do. So thank you.
Sure. Well, thank you for that acknowledgement. And, you know, that's, at the essence, I'm an educator, right? So my intention is to change people's lives by giving them the sorts of education and tools and strategies by which they can regain their health and regain their enjoyment of life and their appreciation of all that they have around them. Mm-hmm. And I know that you do a lot of that, Liz, with the mindset and the mindfulness and the practices that you are espousing as well. So I think we're walking along the same paths here.
Absolutely. Thank you. I have two things I want to kind of take this parallel tracks here. First and foremost, I just want to ask you a little bit about, the domino aspect, the first domino that knocks over all the other ones in the aspect of this movement for you in your life, what it's done for you, what it's done for your family, and then also the business side of it. Because I have people who are new to paleo, new to, you know, fitness and mindfulness that are listening to the show. And then I also have a ton of people who are wannabe entrepreneurs. So I think that if we can kind of parallel these tracks a little bit, because I love everything that you do. And I also have seen your brand massively just grow. So I'd love to just kind of take that track and talk about that today, if that's okay with you.
Of course. Well, you know, like so much of what happens in our lives, there was no, you know, we talk about a domino effect. I mean, I'm a big believer in that, you know, we learn from our mistakes, that that one door closes and then two open in front of you as a result. So there, it's really, in my life, it's been about looking for opportunities and things that resonated with me. And I'd been evolving toward a paleo eating style for 10 or so years until about 17 years ago, the last piece of that puzzle to fall into place for me was eliminating grains. Now, for some people, it's, you know, it's just understanding that fats are healthy and not so bad for you. Other people, it's eliminating sugar. I'd done all that stuff before, but for me, it was when I finally eliminated grains and I got rid of my IBS, I got rid of my arthritis, I got rid of all the things that have been really plaguing me for the prior decade or two, things that I thought I was going to have to live with the rest of my life. So when I got rid of the grains, that's when I said, oh my gosh, this is something that I discovered that in my hubris and my my staunch defense of my right to continue to eat grains for the rest of my life, I didn't realize that grains were destroying my health. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many tens of millions of other people have that same experience, where they go along and they're eating certain foods that maybe don't really manifest themselves in overt doubling over in pain, but because it doesn't affect them on a meal by meal basis, they assume that whatever they're eating is okay for them, that they can get away with it. And so I kind of decided at that point that I was going to start writing about these lifestyle changes that we can make and these ways in which we can become an experiment of one for each of us and how we can discover our own individual responses to certain types of food. And that was the point at which I said, you know, there's a movement here. There's a potential brand here for me. I was quite taken with the whole concept of evolution from a very early age. And so I like the word primal. It certainly has a connotation of being older and relevant to evolution, but it's also means primary and of first importance. So I started this brand, Primal, essentially back in 2006. So a little like 11 years ago, when I started with my blog, Mark's Daily Apple, and my book, The Primal Blueprint. And I started to see that there was that this concept of eating clean food, of eliminating the foods that were offending, that were causing harm to people, was a powerful message and a powerful way of keeping yourself off the medical grid, of not having to go down that path of depending on medications and doctors and having bad news being delivered every time you got a blood test or every time you went to see the doctor. I saw the power of choice, of making better food choices, of making better exercise choices. And that became kind of my, the underlying theme of everything I did. How can I live an awesome life? How can I regain my health? How can I be happy? How can I extract the greatest amount of pleasure and enjoyment and fulfillment and contentment from every moment possible based on choices that I'm making that are in alignment with how my genes, how my DNA over millions of years of evolution, you know, wants to get these signals. Because your genes, which we all have this recipe that wants to build a strong, fit, happy, healthy, productive human, this recipe, but if you don't give the genes the right inputs, they turn on the wrong way. So, you know, we can make choices in our food that cause inflammatory genes to turn on, or fat-storing genes to turn on, or genes that would cause fuzzy thinking, or genes that would cause us to become type 2 diabetics. Those aren't, we, you know, those aren't necessarily according to the genetic script that we all have. Those aren't good or bad choices. They just happen as a result of the information that we're giving the genes based on the choices we're making in food. So what I saw was this opportunity to make better choices with the food we eat so that we turn on the genes that burn fat instead of storing it. We turn on the genes that build muscle instead of causing it to atrophy. We turn on the genes that enhance the immune system instead of shutting it down, or that decrease inflammation instead of increasing inflammation. And it's amazing how the science has kept ahead of everything here, and how the studies come down, you know, every day about how the choices we make in our lives, the types of food, the amount of sun exposure, the amount of sleep we get, the types of exercise we choose to do, the types of movement we choose to do, including, you know, yoga and range of motion stuff, how these turn on the genes that we want to turn on to manifest that strong, lean, fit, happy, healthy, productive body. And so that's been the essence of my brand, the Primal Blueprint, and the tagline, Live Awesome. And it continues to, you know, excite me every day. I get up every day and I say, how can I create more tools and strategies for people to use to achieve an awesome life? The food company I started 3 years ago was based on my recognizing that here I and you, Liz and Rob Wolf and Chris Kresser and a thousand other bloggers have been espousing this awesome lifestyle based on clean foods for years and years and years now, and yet no food manufacturers were really making the kind of sauces and dressings and toppings that we could, in good conscience, put on our salads or put on our steak or fish or chicken or put on our vegetables. And I had been for 10 years, every Saturday, been putting up a recipe about how to make bone broth, how to prepare, how to get the right kind of bacon so that you can get the benefits of healthy fats and great taste, but not compromise your health. How to render lard, how to do all this stuff, all this sort of DIY stuff, how to make your own mayonnaise. But who really has time to make mayonnaise? And when you make it, half the time it doesn't, you know, it doesn't emulsify. And then even when it does, it only lasts for 2 days in the refrigerator. So why doesn't somebody make an awesome mayonnaise that's got all the right ingredients that I can just reach for on the shelf? It stays, stays in its emulsified form for weeks or months in the refrigerator, and yet is made with nothing but healthy fats and organic ingredients. And so that was the first food that we created in Primal Kitchen, was this Primal Kitchen mayo. And now we do salad dressings, and we've got cooking oils and a bunch of other – we've got some bars that deliver collagen protein. Oh, so again, they're all based on my recognition that, dang, I would really – love if this product existed, but it doesn't exist. And I bet a lot of my readers and subscribers would also love a product like this, but it doesn't exist. I know, I'll make one. Right. And that's sort of how this happened.
Right. I love that. It's so wonderful. Totally empowering, totally inspiring. And that's the kind of mindset that I have too. And I know that not everybody is built that way, but I know that if you're listening to this and you are inspired and you do have this mindset, just believe, because you can do it. You can create. I love that quote that says, if you wish things to be different, then create it. I totally botched that and paraphrased it, but you know which one I'm talking about.
Sure. Of course. Yeah.
And it's just incredible the amount of the drive that does happen when you just start to chase your dreams. You start to follow those little impulses, and one thing leads to the next. And like you said earlier, it's the domino effect. And I talk about that all of the time, with just how one simple choice leads to another, which opens up this whole new world. And you mentioned this earlier that you learn from your mistakes. And that's so funny because that was something that popped into my head this morning. I was like, I learned so much from my mistakes. And honestly, it was just like this just shift in mindset that, you know, we can't sit there and curse our mistakes and be so angry and upset with them. But I have learned incredible amounts from my mistakes, and they have all shifted everything for the better. So mistakes aren't,
sure.
I mean, they suck, but at the same time, they're not all that bad.
No. I mean, you know, I'm right where I want to be now. I'm right where I should be now. But I tell my kids, I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up until I was 47.
Really?
I went through a lot of different, absolutely. And by the way, I was never dispassionate about what I was doing. I was always exploring new things, and I was always very passionate about what it was for me at the moment. But I never really, you know, I was willing to make the mistakes. I was willing to, I mean, I made a lot of money in my 20s, lost it all, made a lot of money in my 30s, lost it all. You know, I tried stuff. Some of stuff was wildly successful, and then other stuff was not. And I'm, you know, now I'm doing quite well today based on the experience I got from all the mistakes I made. And I'm fine with that. And I would not go back, and as painful as some of those mistakes were, I would not go back and change it, because everything that I've done has gotten to be where I am today, including the fact that, you know, I was a top athlete, but I had to quit competing because of my injuries. And the information that I have now, if I could go back and tell my former self, here's how you really train, and here's how you really eat, and here's how you can be competitive for another 5 or 7 years in these events, I probably wouldn't do it because it would have taken me off course from where I am today. Does that make sense to you?
It totally makes sense. So, it's that old stubborn mindset that we think we know until we don't know until we mess up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that's the word for anybody out there is it's never too late to get started. I mean, I'm going to be 64 in July, and, you know, I'm having more fun than I've ever had in my life. And it was all, you know, everything I've done up to now pointed to this direction. And I intend to keep going for, you know, for the rest of my life. I don't ever intend to really retire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having fun. And one of the things that we should talk about that underlies all of this stuff, you know, making a decision and then another one and another one and another one. Underlying it all, however, is purpose. You do have to have a purpose. You have to have a reason to get up in the morning and be excited. And I think that's one of the things that I find lacking in a lot of young people. They haven't really gotten down and done that soul searching to discover what that purpose is. And it doesn't have to be some lofty, you know, change the world kind of purpose. It could be just, you know, making someone else's day brighter, one other person. It doesn't have to be a huge goal, but to not have a purpose is a very dangerous thing. And I know a lot of people who, you know, have a 9-to-5 job, and they're not really thrilled about it, and they have a, you know, commute each way, and, you know, they're trying to figure out what's going on with their life, and they feel like they're on a treadmill and they're living paycheck to paycheck. Doesn't mean you can't have a purpose. Doesn't mean you can't have something that really excites you and drives you to get up in the morning and charge the day and figure out how today will be better than yesterday. You know? And so that's one of the areas that I'm exploring right now for future books.
I love that. That is wonderful. You know, a couple months ago I don't know where I saw it, but it was a quote, and it said, purpose over passion. And it made me stop in my tracks and really, like, think about it. Because, you know, we can be so passionate about something and just go full force. And I can raise my hand and say, this has been me throwing darts, not knowing which my direction is that I'm going, but being really passionate about something. And then nothing comes from it, you know? So when I saw that, I was like, oh, yes, it is so true. Because if you have that purpose, then you always know what direction you're headed. And passion may come and go at certain points in time through, you know, the trials that we have and just different life experiences. But when you have that purpose, you always have something to come. You always have that compass to come back to that points you in the direction. And then just you always know how to realign. So thank you for saying that.
Yeah, and I might also add that, and this is just, I'm coming up with this metaphor in my head right now, but if you know, if you set off on a hilly course with a compass, sometimes you have a purpose of getting to where you want to get or accomplishing or affecting something, but you might have to take a bunch of different directions to get there. You might have to go around this hill, and you might have to go the opposite direction once you get to a river and backtrack. I mean, but as long as you have the purpose, then the direction sort of you know, finds itself. Mm-hmm. And with regard to passion, look, there's some days when I get up and I am not passionate. I still have a purpose, but I've like, you know, whatever. I had a setback or something that wasn't really, you know, intended. I still have my purpose, but I might not have so much passion that day. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think you're right. Purpose over passion. I think purpose has to kind of underlie everything. And it can also, you know, you can also evolve your purpose. It doesn't have to start out being one thing and staying that way for the rest of your life. I mean, my purpose when I was a very early age was to be healthy and live as long as I could. That was my first major like purpose when I was like 11 or 12 years old. It evolved into my purpose was to help other people achieve healthy, long lives. So I just expanded it outward from self to others. Now, that purpose initially led me to want to become a doctor. Mm-hmm. So everything I did was geared toward getting grades in school and going to the right college. And yet, when I made a decision not to become a physician, a doctor, you know, it was scary. It seemed at the time to be contrary to my purpose to help people. On the other hand, if I look back now and I go, okay, with Mark's Daily Apple in my books, I've helped millions of people become healthy. And as a doctor, maybe I would have been limited to one person at a time, mm-hmm. you know, 20 visits a day. So I actually, my purpose stayed the same to help people, but the method, the means by which I wound up doing it was far different from what the initial picture looked like, right? But as long as the purpose was there from the beginning, it didn't matter what the ultimate means was. Mm-hmm. It was just I stayed true to the purpose, and I allowed the path to meander, and I allowed the compass to point me in the wrong direction sometimes, but ultimately get to where I wanted to be.
Oh, I'm so grateful for this moment in time with you. This was incredible already. I just got goosebumps because you have just hit so many chords with me. And it's like I'm having epiphany after epiphany over here about my own purpose and my own mission and why things in my life have gone the way that they have. Wow. Thank you. So good.
Sure. Sure.
So good. And that metaphor of, you know, like climbing a mountain, I just think of, when you said that, I think of like when I came out to California and I went to Topanga Canyon with mm-hmm. one of my friends, and we were hiking, and it was wonderful. Just like I was just thinking about, yes, that is so true, because you do have setbacks. You do have to, you know, backtrack with life. You do have things that just stop you dead in your tracks sometimes, and you have to like look at everything and go, okay, what am I going to do now? What's my next step? How am I getting myself out of here? You know, and wow. So thank you so much for that. That's wonderful.
Sure. And just, I might add one little caveat is that there's no right answer either. Mm-hmm. So when you make a choice, make a decision based on the current set of circumstances, you know, you don't have to think, oh my God, is it the right choice? It's just, it's the right choice for now. There is a appropriate choice for now, but it's not good or bad, black or white, right or wrong, mm-hmm. because there are many ways to get to your final, you know, destination.
Mm-hmm. I would like to ask you about a couple of things, because this is really, you know, just it's hit me a couple times during this conversation. And when I was in California once and we had dinner, we talked about spirituality and we talked about evolution. And what I'd like to ask you is a couple things. First, what is your alignment process? And what I mean by that, I have different things that I do that help me to feel good, have clarity, you know, that involves working out and involves eating healthy foods, getting enough sleep, meditation, and most recently, visualization in my life. Something that I've really started to focus on is creating that internal world that I do want to see rather than focusing on reality. I mean, yes, we have to focus on reality, but mind over matter. And I'm a big visionary and futurist and creator. So I believe that it all has to be formed in the mind first before it will ever come to fruition in our lives. So I'd like to just kind of find out what your process is on that.
Well, I don't have an official process in terms of visualization, mostly because I find myself, I'm a daydreamer. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm visualizing all the time mm-hmm. without any set process.
Yeah.
I'm always creating a picture of what I want this project to turn out to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to write it down and go back to it on a regular basis. It's always there in my mind. And I guess you could call that visualization, but to me, it's just, it doesn't require some setting aside any time during the day to go through a process. You know, what does require time and is a gratitude process. So, you know, I try to take some time every day just to take a few minutes and go, okay, I am really grateful for the rain today and the, you know, how it's making the grass across the valley here that much greener because we're in California. I am really grateful for this stand-up desk that I have right now and the fact that I haven't had any hip injuries for. I am really grateful for this pebble mat that I'm standing on barefoot that I work on. I mean, simple things. It doesn't have to be I'm grateful for the house or for
sure.
the – it can be. But to bring it all back and center it in a way that puts you in a mindset to to want what you have,
mm-hmm. yes.
rather than you know to think about having what you want, to actually want what you have, and I think that's an important thing. I mean, you know, there's you know, comparison is the thief of joy, and so if we start to compare our lives to other people, it can sometimes get out of hand. So I think I like to center it and bring it back to. So when you talk about alignment, and it's not a term I ever use, but I like the term, so I'm gonna start using it, Liz. my alignment process includes the gratitude, but it also just it's as simple as having the awareness that certain types of food that I eat will affect me certain ways, that not getting sleep will affect me certain ways, and so I do stick to a protocol that I've developed in ways that make it totally intuitive, so I don't have to stop and think about what to do, or I don't have to write down what to do. I just do it because I've spent so much time understanding how I work. Intuitively. So, you know, last night, my wife and I were watching a TV show at 9:30, and normally we go to bed at 10:30. And I go, you know what? I'm not into the show. I'm feeling like I need to sleep. Let's just go to bed. And so 9:30, we went to bed last night, which is, you know, fairly unusual for us. But because it felt intuitively right, and I didn't feel compelled to stick to my schedule of going to bed at 10:30 or 11 or whatever, it was one of those things that just sort of happened organically. I didn't have to think about it. And same happens to me with food. I mean, one of the skills that I've developed with food, and I would love to teach this skill to everyone, is that ability to take a plate of food that's been offered and say, you know what, after three bites of steak and four bites of broccoli, I've had enough. I don't think I need any more. And be able to push it away without thinking, oh, geez, I got to finish my plate because food's expensive and kids are starving in China or whatever. I mean, it's this intuitive sense that I'm no longer hungry for the next bite. There's food around the corner. And so I will understand that maybe eating four more bites might put me in a little bit of discomfort for having eaten maybe a little bit too much, even though I could do it. I could get away with it, even though it's not going to hurt me in terms of compromising my health or increasing my risk factors for anything. It's just that innate sense of this is right. Mm-hmm. I could stop a workout early and just say, you know what, that's enough. I got what I needed to get. And just because I decided to come to the gym and do an hour today doesn't mean I have to do an hour. I did, 17 minutes. I got a pump. I'm feeling like that's enough. I'm not going to feel guilty if I leave the gym, as some people, many people would leave the gym early and go, gosh, I guess I can't count that as a full workout because I said I was going to be there an hour today and I was only there for, 35 minutes. So it's this recognition that comes with education and comes with understanding how the body works, that sometimes your intuition is the greatest driver of, and the trust that you have in your intuition are the greatest drivers of living an awesome life. So that trust that you put in to knowing when it's time to stop working out, that trust that you put into knowing when it's enough food, that trust that you put into and that intuition that you have that maybe it's good to go to bed now, that's the same kind of intuition that you can apply to your business life, and say, I think it's time to go in and ask the boss for a raise. I've been doing a great job. I can prove it. Or maybe it's time for me to start a new skill or learning a new skill or a new trade. I'm not being fulfilled in the job that I'm in right now. I'd like to be doing this. My gut is telling me that maybe the time is right now to take on this additional exploration. Mm-hmm. I know I'm wandering here, Liz. Help me out.
I'm just listening and I'm in awe because I'm I'm being selfishly grateful over here for this conversation because I just adore you and you're such a wonderful person. And I've loved meeting you years ago at PaleoFX and just, you're just down to earth, easy to talk to. You've been through so much and you have children and you're a good mentor. So I'm sitting here thinking and listening to you and I'm like, I needed this podcast today. I did. I did because I am on a new mission of, branding myself and putting a lot of my purpose out there. And I've been speaking on this about just kind of fear to step out and step forward with your purpose. And, I think a lot of entrepreneurs face that when it's really putting their own self and stories on the line. And I had to face that when I wrote my book a while back. But now it's like, okay, it's really not about me. It's not about me. It's about what my purpose is going to do, how it's going to help people. And everything that you're saying, I call it my alignment process. And everything that you're saying about when to push the food away, when to stop working out, when I personally am aligned, those intuitive hits are so strong. And mm-hmm. And when I'm not aligned, I don't listen, I don't hear. And that is my purpose. My purpose is internal peace. That's my purpose. And that is teaching people how to really connect to that. And it goes into so many different levels. And I've, over the years, that's what I've struggled with is the how to get my message out there. It was, work out and feel good and eat healthy. That'll help you feel peaceful. And then that's one aspect of it. Meditate, align yourself. That will help you. Do yoga. That will help you. Sleep good. That will help you. And I was like, okay, but what is the bigger picture? Like, what is the word? And the word is alignment for me. Mm-hmm. And when I'm in alignment with my inner sense of self and who I am at my deepest core sense, I hear and I tune in. And it's just that intuitive aspect of living is so much stronger. And so I'm just really listening to everything you're saying. I'm going, oh, this is so needed. Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool. And I really hope that, I know that this will help people because I know that there's a lot of people out there that, they have that fear of, stepping out or speaking their truth. And I want to help people eliminate the gap between what they're living, the way that they're living, and their heart truth, Because that heart truth, if they're not honoring that and that purpose, then there's a disconnect between their head and their heart. And we got to eliminate that. And there's always some sort of fear or something in the way that's stopping somebody from really showing up authentic and putting their self forward. And so it's like, what's that fear? What is that thing that's preventing you from stepping forward with your own purpose, your own true mission? And I believe that we all have it. We all, and there's room for everyone. We all have it. And it's just really about understanding it and believing in it. Because when you're in alignment, that fear just disappears. You just have an inspired thought and you just take action. And it's like, I like to say the universe just opens up for you and things just start happening for you. So, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of this happens because, you know, we're caught up, we're in our thoughts, we're in our head, we're either ruining the past for some mistake we made or thought we made and reliving it, or we're fearing the future. Oh my gosh, what'll happen if this happens and how will I feel? And we're not in the present. And it's really, you know, every moment that is here to be enjoyed only happens in the present.
Right.
So it's a really that whole idea about being present and being authentic and going with your gut requires that you be in the moment, that you be aware of what's happening right now and not be caught up in negative thoughts about the past or the future. And that's a big stumbling block for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. There's still, whether it's issues of insecurity in personal relationships or lack of security financially or you know, fear of the unknown, or past patterns that are repeating themselves, whatever it is. And everybody's got something. I mean, I'm not suggesting that even I am immune to that. I have to sort of stop and identify all of those demons that will find their way into my thoughts every once in a while and be willing to just so, you know what, those are just thoughts. Get rid of them, clear them out, be in the now, be here now.
Yeah.
And, it's pretty, even that's just a nice little, alignment process. I mean, Eckhart Tolle said it a while back, and I know a bunch of other gurus have said it, but sort of be here now is kind of an interesting way to look at life. It's like, what am I missing in this exact moment? Mm-hmm. Because I'm caught up in thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. You know, and I think part of my mission with internal peace is because when I was younger, I had anything but internal peace. I was the youngest, I got picked on, and then I also, at one point in time, had a severe bout of obsessive compulsive disorder. And I would flick light switches and just things had to be perfectly arranged. And it was just mental hell, you know? And what I realized, and I actually realized one day I have to just stop. And I sat on the edge of my bed and had a talk with myself. And I was like, you can't do this. Like, you just have to stop. And so I did. And what I realized is that in my own life over the years, I have taken that. And they, you know, research and psychology research says that people who have that kind of stuff are highly intelligent and they have to actually focus their minds on something productive. And so that helped me because I did that. You know, I became somebody who loves to educate, who loves to learn, who loves to read. And that also has its, you know, counterbalance to it as well. I just became obsessive compulsive with learning.
Right. Well, you channeled that energy into something that was, you felt was more productive.
Yeah, exactly. And now it's that I have such a different viewpoint on all of it. And I'm so happy with what I'm doing with it. And some of the life experiences that have been brought into my experience over the last year. I had a family member who tried to take their life. And that was a huge shakeup to my world. And that stuff affects everybody in the family, not just the person, you know. And you got to look at the person and go, whoa, what's happening? Or within them. And, you know, some people get angry, and I went through all of the stages of anger to grief, to my own depression, to, oh, what am I doing? To seeing my own mental processes in a whole new light. Mm-hmm. This has changed my world in a way that, I'm actually grateful for, you know, and myself and that family member, we've talked about it, and it's now I feel that we both have a new purpose and mission, and it's not about want, it's a matter of life and death, you know?
Right.
So the focus and my purpose is so much deeper. That internal peace, I now have a different view on it than I've ever had. And I like to talk to people about, you know, ease, because now my thing is, it's internal peace, but it's fun. I believe that we are here to just enjoy. And that's our purpose. Now, the moment of now, the power of now is all about getting aligned with joy, because nothing else is good. Nothing else
right.
is fun
no,
for you.
For sure. No, exactly.
Yeah. So if you're in your head and you're in all that negativity or thoughts of what the past is or your future tripping, then get into the present. Find something that you're grateful for right now and milk it and move into it deeper and deeper and deeper. So that is where I'm at in my life with the work that I'm doing.
Great. Well, yeah. Sounds like we're sharing that view 100%.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Well, good. And so, yeah, I'm grateful for this conversation. And, you know, on that note, I asked you a little bit ago, you know, what's your alignment process? And I think with some people, they get into the whole aspect of religion or spirituality. And I think when you and I talked, it was you're more evolutionary based. And I think your wife was much more spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about
that. But by
the
way, they're not necessarily mutually exclusive.
Right.
I mean, I can just because I don't believe in a man in a gray robe or in a white robe with a gray beard in the sky directing traffic doesn't mean I'm not spiritual.
Right.
So, I mean, I have, you know, but she's quite, you know, she's quite spiritual and you know, sort of the shared energy that we all have. I'm more like the shared energy that we have as a result of millions of years of evolution. And so the potential that we all have is in our own DNA.
Yes.
And it's shared because we all sort of share those millions of years of evolution. So the innate knowledge that we might call on to do something isn't magic. It doesn't come from, you know, from some you know, gamma rays coming from outer space. It's
mm-hmm.
it's literally embedded in DNA over millions of years of information being exchanged to get us to where we are today.
I love that viewpoint. That's awesome. That is so good. I love that. There's a book. Have you read the book, The Course in Miracles?
Yeah, I haven't read it. It's a big book, but I'm familiar with it. And I've looked at sections of it, and my wife Carrie's done. You know, she's done The Course in Miracles.
Yes, so, me too.
Yeah,
and I'm a teacher of it. And one of the things that The Course in Miracles says is that there is no idle mind, that we're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that. I believe that we are the God that we seek, that it's in us. And, you know, that.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. So, you know, that doesn't go away because you believe in evolution.
Right.
That's just, it's just a different version of it, a different dimension of it, a different aspect of this innate, powerful mind that we all have, because the DNA that codes us and the infinite number of brain connections that we have make all things possible within each of us, given the right inputs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. That's so good. And we're right there together. That is just such a great way to look at it. I love it, because we are a product of our environment too. We share, you know, we share viewpoints culturally. We share cellular, in a broader scale, you know, based on like environment, it matters mm-hmm. in your cellular energy. It matters in the thoughts that you think. It matters in the foods that you eat. And that just goes back to everything that you were saying earlier. So, wow. Good talk today. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, so good. So good. I'm happy about this conversation. So is there anything else that you would like to share today? Because I know that we both got to get off, so we got to move on with our day. But I'm just grateful, and I want to give you an opportunity to share anything that we haven't been able to touch upon.
Sure. First of all, you know, we have these Primal Kitchen restaurants that we're putting up, and we have one being built in South Bend right
no
now.
No way. Really?
Yes. Yes way. So it should be open around April.
I didn't know this.
Yes. Yeah. So So for tell all your friends in
who
your
opened
local
that.
Area.
I'm gonna have to find out. We'll talk about that off air. I probably know who it is actually.
Yeah. So keep tabs on that. We've got, and my kids are opening one in Culver City in Los Angeles, and then we have one being built in Portland, Oregon right now. So, and then we've got 8 other franchisees who are seeking or who are looking for their locations right now. So that's very exciting. Mm. The Primal Kitchen Foods, so the mayonnaise, we have the regular mayonnaise, chipotle lime mayonnaise. We have 3 flavors of salad dressing, including a non-dairy ranch that will blow your socks off. And we have the Primal Kitchen bars. These are all available in most health food stores, most certainly in Whole Foods, if you want to go to Whole Foods, or you can get them on Amazon. You can get them at my website, primalblueprint.com. You can get them at thrivemarket.com, which is a great way to buy stuff online. So yeah, encourage people to try out all of the Primal Kitchen line of foods. They were designed for people who want to live awesome and want to, you know, eat as healthy as possible. Mm-hmm. So that, and then if you're someone who's looking to get into, you want to, you know, change your life a little bit and get into coaching other people like you and I do, Liz, we have the Primal Health Coach program. So we have an online learning opportunity, primalhealthcoach.com. Go there, check that out. If you think that this is something you'd like to undertake to help change the world one person at a time.
I love that. That's so good. You guys check out his website. Mark, say that again.
Well, that's primalhealthcoach.com for that. But you can go to Mark's Daily Apple and find links to all of these other things. The blog, which is basically my platform that I've been using to espouse this lifestyle for 10 years, marksdailyapple.com.
Thank you so much for that. That's wonderful. And I can't wait to try that ranch. Woo! And well, I'm hungry right now. So everything you just said made me super hungry.
I'll make sure we get you a care package out there immediately, Liz.
Oh, that would be so wonderful. Thank you.
You bet.
All right. Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time today. And you guys make sure to check out his website. Mark, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you guys so much for spending your time with me today on the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I am incredibly grateful that you stopped by. If you could take just 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it and who can use it, I would be so incredibly grateful and honored. And I know that your friends will thank you too. Also, if you feel so moved, we would be incredibly grateful if you could go into iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. Leave us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you need more of. It would really help us out on our journey to help thousands and thousands of people reconnect back to their soul, live a life of health and happiness, and to love the body that they are in. Until then, don't forget that you are so worth your own self-love, self-care, and investment in your body, your goals, and your life. Thank you so much for tuning in today, everybody. Have a great day.